Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome to the Positive Mindset Podcast, where we work together to raise our vibration, lift our perspective, and build a positive mindset. My name is Henry, and in this episode, we're going to talk about how you can be anything that you desire. If you want to be someone that can accomplish any task, if you want to be someone with a positive mindset, with the ability to live abundant in all ways, this is going to be the episode for you, because we're going to talk about how you can shift from negative energy, from low energy, from non-fulfilling energy to the experience that you desire. But before we get started, we're going to take a few moments to slow down, zero in. We're going to take some deep healing breaths to help us align on the frequency that we desire. So you can pick a word. It can be love, joy, happiness, abundance, whatever frequency you want. And this time, when you take a deep breath in, you're going to break it up into two breaths. So the time you would normally breathe in one deep breath, you're going to do two. So it'll sound like, and we're going to do those two breaths, and it's going to help us align this frequency. There's going to be some science behind this in a later episode, but let's just try it and align ourselves. So when you're ready, let's go ahead and take that deep breath in. And out. Well, we're going to take another deep breath. This one is about alignment, about getting ourselves in receiving mode so that we can receive the message that we need to hear today to get us in that positive perspective. So just imagine that you are surrounded by the most healing, uplifting energy that's meant specifically for you. It could have a certain color, a certain taste, a certain smell, however you imagine it. And when you breathe it in, it's going to charge you up. It's going to break down the negativity, the blocks, the weight, everything that's just been holding you back. And then once you exhale, anything that no longer resonates with you will leave you, and you'll be in a more positive state. So when we take this next deep breath in, try to do it in two powerful breaths. Let's go ahead and breathe in. And out. So this message is really about being the highest version of yourself. I was scrolling TikTok earlier and I saw this post that this guy put, and it was him looking in the mirror, and it was slowly adding all the text that he was struggling with. So it was being a dad, work, taking care of the family. Like, he just had this list of all the things that were stressful, and then it did just blink and it just showed him kind of like screaming and pain and struggling. And I saw that, and I've seen many posts like that before, and I've talked to many people that just struggle with everything that's going on. And I was thinking to myself, why do some people struggle and then some people are able to move through life so simply? I don't think that there's a difference in people. I think there might be a difference in the belief in what we can do. There's something in professional sports called the yips. Think about like a professional baseball player that's a pitcher. They throw the ball and they normally have no problem throwing the pitches. They throw them super fast. They're one of the best in the game. And then something happens, whether it's an injury, an accident, they mess up, they make a mistake, and they get this thing called the yips, and all of a sudden, they can no longer do what it is that they have done so well for so long. Nothing physically changed within them. They still have the ability, but something in their belief system, something in their mind shifted, and now they can't do what they once thought they could. The same goes for the 4-minute mile. For so long, nobody could break a 4-minute mile. They thought it was impossible. They thought it couldn't be done. And you can look this up. This is a real thing. Then finally, somebody broke that 4-minute mile. But you know what happened next? More people started to break it. And then it was just a chain reaction of people passing this limit that before people thought was physically impossible for humans to do. How much is your mind and your mindset playing an effect in what you're able to do? Changing your perspective is the most powerful thing that you can do to become the version of you that you want to be. What you focus on, what you see, you will create more of. So if your perspective is from your eyes right now and you're seeing all the things that you're struggling with, then that is what you will create more of. But when you're able to separate from self, if you can separate from your situation and start looking at the humanity as a whole, the world as a whole, and start thinking, how do I serve this entirety? How do I serve this group, everything around me? It changes your perspective because you don't just see then how things affect you. You see how everything's operating. You start seeing the mission that's bigger than just you. Connecting to that frequency gives you the energy that you need. When you start believing that what you're doing is to serve others, and then you start doing it, you start tapping into that, you start receiving the energy that you're giving. And when you can give and receive, that's when you become in flow state. You can be in flow state in negative energy, and you can be in flow state in positive energy. You've met those people that just bring you up. They're a light every time you're around them. They feel so good. And you've met the opposite. People that are so negative, when you're around them, they pull you down. You feel like you're drowning when you're next to them. It's all about the frequency that they're residing in. So reflect on your current situation. Look at all the things. You can be more. Now, don't feel bad if you're not. You are on a journey. This whole life is an experience. And there is no end when you figure it out. There is no point when your growth is done. So the position you're in now is exactly where you should be. There's nothing wrong with your current situation. Raise your frequency. That's the calling. It's not about being the best dad. It's not about being the best parent. It's not about being the best worker. It's not about being the best of anything external. It's about healing what's within you. When you start to heal your inside and then give that to the world, you start tapping into your true purpose. Your true purpose will lead you to that flow state. There is nothing more valuable that you could do to the world than making a healed, forgiving, loving version of yourself and then give that to anybody around you. It's not about being right. It's not about solving things. It's not about accomplishing anything. It's just about being that energy and then giving it in all ways possible, giving it at your job, giving it to your family, giving it to your friends, giving it to your community. When you learned how to repair and heal internally, you start tapping into that. You start opening yourself up to true growth. I always say there's two steps to this. You think about somebody marching along as you're marching along this journey. The first step is to grow, right? That's healing on the inside. You start growing and healing that. But the next step is to give. Give what you've learned by being the example. It's not about forcing your opinions on other people. It's not about telling people this, and it's not about them receiving it. It's just about you growing and then giving that version of you to any and everything that will receive it. As you start doing that, you start taking those two steps, you start separating from self. Those problems that only affect you don't weigh you down as much anymore because you're not only tied to you, you start tapping into your full potential. When you realize how big you are, when you realize how powerful you are, and you start believing that, you start acting as if. When you act as if you can do it, you can. I promise you, there's so many people that you see, that you look around, you see them accomplish things. You see them becoming things. You see them achieving things. They don't know what they're doing. They are just stepping forward. They're moving in their life. And maybe they're not succeeding in every portion of their life, but when you see someone move into a new territory, achieve a new thing, it's growth for them. It's new to them. It's not the normal feeling for them. So if they can do it, so can you. It's not about being wrong. It's not about there being something wrong with you. It's not about the struggle. It's not about resistance. It's not about you're not enough. None of those things truly matter. All that matters is your perspective. Everything you've done to this point gives you the opportunity to heal a unique story, to create something that is so specific, that is so unique, that can impact the world in such a specific way. It's a gift. Whether you've been here for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, 60 years, there is no correct amount of time to figure it out. Every level has a new opportunity for growth. From the day you're here to the day you leave, that's our focus. And one level is not better than the other. Somebody that's healed their trauma, somebody that's on the path of giving and sharing and growing and all those things versus somebody that's just learning about their trauma, just getting started, are truly equals. Because the universe is always expanding. Energy is always expanding. So both need to be happening for continued growth. So somebody's not better than you if they're achieving something, and you're not worse to them because you're learning, because you're still struggling. You are the same. You are all valuable. You are all important, and you will all be the change that we need to see. So let's raise our vibration. Let's lift our perspective so that we're not just operating from self. Connect to that high frequency so that you can be the rising tide that lifts all ships. Well, thank you so much for listening. I hope this episode was impactful and got you thinking about how you can shift your perspective and tap into that unlimited energy that's meant to be for you. If you want to make sure you don't miss a single episode, make sure you subscribe to my email list. There's a link in the description. It will keep you up to date with every single episode. And if you want to follow me on social media, there's my Instagram and TikTok down below. I appreciate all the follows there. And then, of course, there's the Positive Mindset Facebook group. I'm on the verge of really getting some good stuff in there, so I'm excited about it. And I'm so thankful for everybody that has joined in there and shared their thoughts, their struggles, their findings. It's so impactful, and I'm so thankful for that. And also, if you thought that this breathing exercise was different, if it gave you a different energy, if it felt a certain way, please let me know. It was definitely a change for me. And again, there's a lot of science behind this, and I can't wait to share that down the road when the time is right. But I just wanted to try that on this one and see how everybody felt about it. Well, thank you so much for listening. Have a great day, and I can't wait to talk to you next time.